From IPM News, I'm Kimberly Schofield. You're listening to Morning Edition. Today is Friday, August 22nd at 8:55. We have Dave Chatterton on the line to talk about the opening market. Good morning, Dave.
Yeah, good morning, Kimberly, and happy Friday. Kind of a narrowly mixed trade here in the grain markets this morning, but we are holding on to some gains for the week here. About right now, up 8 cents in corn and 16 cents for the week in beans. Should we hold here? Action today primarily going to be driven on two fronts. One is going to be kind of the rumors that surfaced yesterday in the soybean complex. Those are really twofold. We had Reuters and Bloomberg both report that the EPA would finally issue a ruling on a backlog of SRE or small refinery exemptions in the biofuel space. Those exemption applications date back to 2016. So 9 years worth of backlog. There's over 200 of those applications pending. And no details yet, Kimberly, but the indications are that the rulings will be somewhat more favorable than what was initially expected and be in turn favorable or bullish for soybean crush and soybean oil demand. So we'll see how that goes. There were also rumors overnight that China has stepped into the U.S. soybean market to buy some export cargoes. And certainly that would be a welcome sign. We have not seen any evidence of that, but we did see a big decline in the Brazilian FOB offers yesterday, and matching up with a large increase or a pretty sharp rise in the U.S. Gulf CIF values for offers on soybeans. So there is some smoke there, not necessarily any fire, any confirmation yet, but we will keep an eye on that. Later today, we will have the final numbers from the Pro Farmer Crop Tour. It's a widely watched tour. Lots of social media chatter about that. We had the numbers from Iowa and Minnesota last night. A little bit, I think, disappointing here in the fact that the Iowa number a little bit lower than what the market may have been expecting, and certainly lower than what the USDA has pegged. But those numbers in general, I think, are confirming two things. One is that the crop does have record potential, and similar to what the USDA told us in the August report. Secondarily, I think they are telling us also that the USDA probably does not need to take their numbers higher from here. In fact, they may come off just a little bit. So we've gotten a little bit of relief in markets because of that. Looking into next week, Kimberly, it's going to be about, again, about crop ideas and where the yields are going. We'll keep an eye on the China situation and certainly keep you updated.
Thanks so much, Dave. Have a great rest of your day and a good weekend. We'll take a listen to your forecast from meteorologist Andrew Pritchard.
I'm meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your IPM News forecast for Champaign-Urbana. Today look for sunny skies with a high of 83 degrees and an east wind 5 miles per hour. Tonight partly cloudy with a low of 62 degrees, northeast wind 5 miles per hour. Tomorrow mostly sunny with a high of 85 degrees, northwest wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tomorrow night partly cloudy with a low of 55 degrees, northwest wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. And for Sunday, sunny with a high of 77 degrees and a northwest wind 5 to 10 miles per hour.